Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we're continuing to explore the question, what is God like? This morning we're going to look again at the incommunicable attribute of God's omnipresence. As a brief reminder, this means that God is all present, but as I mentioned last time, oversimplification of God's attributes can often lead us to misunderstandings. Last time we looked at God's spatial presence, but this morning I want to explore this from a different angle. How else does the Bible speak about God's presence? And we'll answer that question by asking a more difficult but important question. Is God present in hell? If so, then how? And if not, then is God truly omnipresent? I'll go ahead and give you the short answer, I believe to the surprise of many. It's yes. However, that answer needs to be qualified. These passages should be helpful. 2 Thessalonians 1:9. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. Revelation 14:10-11. He also will drink of the wine of God's wrath, poured full strength into the cup of his anger, and he will be tormented with fire, and suffer in the presence of the holy angels, and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. These passages speak of punishment and the final judgment in terms of God's presence. But one implies being away from God's presence, and one implies being in God's presence. So what are we to make of this? Well, the Bible speaks of God's presence as more than just location, or as a spatial reality. God's presence has different senses to it in Scripture. Let me put it simply. God is present everywhere, yet in different ways and for different reasons. Or you might say, God manifests his presence in various ways. To give you an example, listen to Proverbs 15:29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. This verse makes much more obvious what might not be obvious elsewhere. Is the verse suggesting that God is actually, spatially, further away from the wicked than the righteous? Of course not. So then what does this verse mean by the word far? It means it in a different sense. God is far in that he will not bless the wicked as he does the righteous. In light of this, we see now that God's presence has multiple senses. God is omnipresent spatially, but in different ways. He can be present to bless, or to sustain, or even to punish. The Bible doesn't just refer to God's spatial presence, but how he chooses to manifest his omnipresence in various situations. So we can say on the one hand that those in hell are separated from God because they will not experience God's nearness, that is, his presence to bless. But on the other hand, God is present even there. He is present to punish. Hell is not, as some think, an eternal party where sin will be enjoyed forever, like when the parents aren't home and we can live however we want and make a good time of it. It's a place where God's presence to bless will no longer be enjoyed, but rather where God will eternally manifest his presence as judge. I hope and pray that everyone listening to these sobering passages would turn from a life of sin and cling to Jesus as Lord so that this terrible reality might never be experienced.